The following event is a More Ace Audio production. Introducing first, from London, England, the team of Ace and Skillet, this is the Kickout!
Yes! What's going on, people? Welcome to another episode of The Kickout. My name is Ace.
My name is Skillet.
And here it is, your weekly rundown of all things WWE. Did we have a show last week or was it the week before we
So we've been missing for slacking. A week. We had a week off.
I know it's like, Skillet, like, we're black in it. I know it is because there's other podcasts out there, yeah, fronted by white people that are just on time every week. We gotta get it together, and we're like,
I think we're being harsh on ourselves.
There is
some podcasts out there that do take time too.
No, we are feeding into the stereotype of being late brothers, late all the time. We need to be more on this thing weekly.
All right.
Yeah.
What happened last week?
It was probably my fault.
That's what I was thinking.
This is not me telling you off.
I know.
As a unit, we need to be more.
All right, cool.
On this every week.
Cool.
Yeah, so last week didn't happen.
Oh, no, wait, actually, hold on. I think I flopped on Saturday.
Was it Saturday then?
Saturday, we were supposed to do it on Friday, I believe, and then I couldn't do Saturday.
I know, but you know what it is as well? We need to sort out the inconsistency of the day. What day do you think is good for us?
Every Wednesday or Thursday.
To drop on the Wednesday?
I said we drop it on the Thursday.
So we do it on the Wednesday to drop on the Thursday?
Yeah.
Right, should we?
Why are we talking about this live on
it? No, we should commit, because if we commit to it now,
all right,
then we got to do it.
Fine, so we're going to commit to it now.
Yeah.
Do we have some sort of...
This is kind of like a verbal...
This is a verbal
handshake kind of thing.
So Thursday. Wednesday to drop on a Thursday.
Wednesday night, record to drop on a Thursday.
And if we get pulled up on Twitter from any of our followers, then what?
But there should be some kind of forfeit or ramification.
So if we flop and the follower pulls us up, we'll just give them a DVD or something.
So that's a really good idea.
Yeah? All right.
Any DVD.
Because I don't want to give any DVDs. So
yeah.
But thinking of DVDs, apparently we got the Razor Ramon DVD coming out soon.
Yes, you've seen it, right?
I've seen it. It's amazing.
When are we going to talk about it? Can I watch it first? Is that right?
Yeah, I need to give you the copy. I'll give you the copy and then we'll talk about it in the next episode.
My friend Els is with us in the studio today. Hello.
Hiya.
Hi, she's a wrestling fan too. Yeah.
Beautiful Els, man. What's up, Els? It's the first time I'm meeting Els.
This is a friend of I've had for a long time and we share a love of wrestling. Hers is a bit... Well, I'm obsessive with that stuff, she has a wrestling tattoo.
Yes, she does.
Mm. Yeah. I won't even tattoo my kids' names on myself, but she's got a WrestleMania tattoo. Yeah. But do you want to tell us the story behind that tattoo?
No, not me.
Okay, well, you don't have to. It's fine. Anyway, should we move on? All right, so it's been like the biggest week in wrestling, they say.
In a while.
Well, they said this is like, well, this week is going to change the landscape of WWE as we know it. The draft happened. Now, do we talk about Raw, the draft? Well, this is what we have to talk about. I don't know if we have to talk about Raw, to be fair. Or do we?
We could, yeah, we have to talk about Raw. We have to.
So we're going to talk, in today's episode, we're going to talk about this past week on Raw. We're going to talk about the draft that happened on Tuesday night. And we are going to talk about our predictions for Battleground.
And don't forget the Cruiserweight Classic.
And I have no idea what's going on that.
You haven't seen that?
I haven't been paying attention.
Oh,
I have not been paying attention.
Tears.
So you're going to help us out with that?
I'll just give you a little brief summary.
Right, can we wing through Raw quickly then?
Because there's no point. There's nothing.
On Raw, we found out who the general managers for SmackDown and Raw will be.
Mick Foley.
What do you think of Mick Foley?
And Daniel Bryan.
As a decision for Stephanie McMahon.
At first, I was like, oh, okay. But as time went on, I actually grew to like it.
I'm not sure.
Especially the promo they had at the end. See that promo? Did you watch Raw this week?
I don't think it is in line with the Stephanie McMahon character to call in Mick Foley as her general manager. That kind of doesn't make sense.
That is true. I didn't get that either.
But then I was thinking about it deeper and I was like, what this really is about is who's going to get the most ratings. Now, she would be quite dumb if she made Raw the heel show.
Exactly.
And SmackDown the face show.
Exactly.
So she kind of needed somebody quite face-ish. And I suppose Mick Foley, you don't really get much. We do get much bigger than, but he is quite a big face. You know what
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, yeah.
But at the same time, I feel like she could have got a face that would have been a better storyline, like someone that she could manipulate. You know okay. what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know who it would have been, but I think I don't know. Or somebody like we wanted them to bring back somebody like crazy. Like I would have loved to see Eric Bischoff as.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like it's gonna happen at all.
No, that's definitely yeah. that's not happening. Or like I don't, even someone like Nash or Hall or
Nah,
it's not happening.
I don't want to see that.
Well, let's bring back racist Hogan.
No.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. And I'm not really sure. I'm not really sure how Mick Foley is gonna do as the GM of.
I think it's gonna be all right. I think it's gonna be this focus on being competitive at first before any major storylines happens, which I think is a smart move. I think it should be like at least 6 months of just normal viewing of Brian and Foley trying to improve each their brands, their respective brands, and then have Triple H come back into the fold, and you know what I mean. I think that's the best way to do it. So keep Triple H away from TV for a long while.
Right.
Have it Foley, Daniel Bryan competing, and then when Triple H gets back in,
yeah.
it's like, oh yeah, the authority. You know what I mean? Have that authority and manipulation, and then Foley has to kind of fall in line to whatever Stephanie says.
I don't even know if I like Daniel Bryan as a GM. If I'm honest,
come on.
Nah, I'm not sure. Anyway, was anything else of significance? We had the match.
We had what match?
Actually, no. Can I before we get to
get to the promo?
Which promo?
The Enzo promo.
That was the best promo of the year.
That was a beautiful.
That was easily the best promo of the year.
Was amazing.
Year.
Amazing.
There was an amazing. Was it 12-man match?
Yeah,
12-man match. So we had Cass and Enzo and John Cena, and you can't. That's more than 12 men. No, it's not. And the new Day.
Those
new gay guys. The new day against the Wyatts and the club, and there was just this amazing promo that happened that was just extremely hilarious before the match.
Yeah, and Enzo killed. That's Enzo's best work since he's been drafted to the main roster.
He thought Enzo was the star of. Yeah, he kind of was.
Enzo was the star of that promo.
I liked Xavier Woods' Pokemon references.
Yeah, but that was the only good reference that New Day did. New Day wasn't that good in this promo, which is shocking for me because New Day is always good, but they wasn't all that.
I thought even Cena had a few funny moments.
Cena had some good moments, and then obviously the club had some good moments with the hot Asian wife and really beat up John Cena. Yeah, yeah, so.
And the match was really good as well.
Yeah.
It was really good, ended in a little bit of a schmoz. The New Day and the Wyatts just kind of went off. Their own thing.
Yep.
And there was like a bit of miscommunication between Cass Enzo and John Cena, and the club picked up the victory.
Yeah. So that means Enzo and Cass are going to win and Cena on Battleground, I'm assuming.
What do you think?
Yeah, well, yeah, especially after what happened yesterday. We'll talk about it. We'll get into that.
I'm not sure. Okay. Now, do you know why I don't think that? Because I feel like they're going to use the fact that there was like that whole miscommunication thing with Cena and Enzo.
Okay.
In Battleground. Do you know what I
think? Yeah.
Yeah.
What was your favourite Enzo line?
What was my favourite Enzo line?
The Luke Gallows reference.
What did he say again?
He said,
about being ugly.
Without ugliness, there'll be no beauty. So... So Luke Gallus, thank you for your sacrifices. How you doing?
Very funny. Very, 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 very funny. Yeah. It was good. It was a very, very good promo. That was probably my highlight of the night, if I'm honest.
Yeah, me too.
Other than the match between Seth and...
A good match, but I didn't like the ending.
Yeah, the ending was
stupid.
The ending was really
and
stupid.
And Stephanie trying to say that Seth won the title, even though they have action replay to check that both shoulders were pinned to the ground. It was just stupid.
Away from this, yeah, to do with Steph and Shane. Yeah. Are you finding that like Steph is really trying to mess Shane up in terms of like
trip him up
with the promo?
Yeah.
That's not cool.
No,
like let man get his lines out, innit?
Yeah.
It comes across really awkward.
I think Shane's trying to trip her back too, though. But yeah, I think Stephanie is instigating. Well. Yeah, Stephanie is instigating it definitely.
It comes across like they really hate each other.
I don't think they hate each other. I just do feel there's something that we're not being told.
What do you mean?
I think they. It's like some sort of sibling rivalry that's probably deep within what's been going on with Shane's been missing all these years and coming back. And
yeah,
like maybe certain things are actually happening, coming into play in terms of Shane. Maybe Shane coming back is more than just him coming back to help out Vince.
It's him to
maybe there's something there that he actually might be getting more power again.
Yeah.
So maybe Stephanie might be not happy with that. So there might be some sort of real life. But I don't think it's beef. I do think they generally do love each other because they're brother and sister, but they might be a little bit in it.
I know, but it's making the promos really awkward to watch.
Yeah, yeah. I agree.
They need to allow that, man. And yeah, so the match between Seth and Dean was a good match. The ending was nonsense. It was kind of like they both pinned each other. And then we didn't really know who won the title. And what I didn't really understand is if they were going to end with Stephanie taking the belt and saying that it was Seth Rollins, then why in the next episode did Dean have the belt? It was weird.
I think because if you went on WWE.com.
No, but we're not all going to do that.
Yeah,
now.
Exactly.
I'm watching it on TV.
I was their way of explaining. Oh, wait, no, Stephanie was wrong. It was just stupid.
That was really stupid.
They didn't think it through.
That was extremely dumb. So can we talk about the draft now?
Let's talk about SmackDown Live, baby.
All right, so SmackDown Live happens every Tuesday night now. SmackDown is now going to be a live show. each program is going to be competing for the most ratings, which is going to be, one show is 2 hours long, one show is 3 hours long, which is already not fair, but hey, it is what it is. And so we had the draft this past Tuesday night, which is very interesting.
Yeah.
What did you think of the draft overall?
Started off really strong.
Before we talk about the picks, like,
yeah. So it started off really strong. It was actually very exciting to watch at first. It was like, okay, this is, and then kind of went a bit downhill.
Why would you say that?
There's just certain people that got drafted. I just couldn't believe my eyes, man.
Really?
Which I've got the draft.
Should we go with? Should we just go?
I've got the list in my phone.
Let's go pick by pick then.
You ready?
Yeah, go for it.
So the first pick from Raw.
The overall first pick.
Which I called.
Yeah.
I knew it would be Seth. It was Seth Rollins, which was very good.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Number one guy in the company at the moment, without a doubt, 100%.
What's your thoughts on Seth Rollins, though?
I don't mind him.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's all right.
Okay.
Would you say that he was the number one guy in the company at the moment, though?
No.
Like, if you had... L's live on a Wednesday night and you had the pick of any wrestler on the roster at the moment, would he have been your first pick? No. Who would you have gone for?
Roman Reigns.
Oh, of course. I knew she was going to say this.
I'm being biased.
Yeah, you are.
100%.
No, I'm joking. Oh, yeah, I rate Reigns, but I just don't rate him at the same time. number two was Dean Ambrose, the world champion, obviously. He wouldn't have been number two if
he didn't have the belt.
Yeah, that's it. He wouldn't have been number two if Reigns didn't get suspended.
I'm still not a fan of Dean Ambrose.
No.
No.
Do you think he's gonna retain?
No.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right. Okay.
L
shaking her head no as well. So L and Ace both doesn't. I think he will.
There's no way he's gonna retain.
You think Reigns is gonna get it back?
I think
100%.
I think
for ratings wise, yeah.
Let me explain why. Right, so Reigns was the third pick, right?
Reigns was the sixth pick.
And okay, are Reigns and Rollins on the same show?
Yeah.
Right. So it's in their interest to team up.
Okay.
Because they want to keep the belt on that show, right?
I don't know.
They'd want to keep the belt on that show. They would want to keep the belt on that show.
They would.
Okay.
Do you not think?
It's down to ratings.
Yeah.
But wouldn't they want to have a new belt, maybe?
No, they want that belt.
They shouldn't do that. I don't think they should have a new belt.
No, they shouldn't.
Okay. All right. Then what you're saying makes sense. But who knows?
But I can't see Dean Ambrose retaining. No,
okay.
No way.
The third choice was for Raw, and that was Charlotte. Makes sense because she's the champion. It makes sense.
She's not the best, though.
But she's the champion.
But she's not the best female wrestler they have.
No, she's not.
She shouldn't have been the number one female.
Who should have been number one female wrestler?
Probably Sasha.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
No, you don't agree. No, you don't agree. Go on.
I know. I'm a big fan of Sasha Banks. You know I'm a big fan of Sasha Banks. But I think she's lost a lot of momentum. Okay. So I wouldn't have chosen it. I would have chosen Charlotte over Sasha for that.
Would you have chosen Sasha before Roman Reigns?
No.
So then
that makes sense.
That's a bad pick then. Because they picked Sasha. No, sorry, not Sasha. Sorry. Charlotte before Roman.
Oh. No. I can understand why they did. Because she's currently exactly she's the champion.
Okay.
Yeah,
the belt.
Exactly. Okay, cool. Thank you, L. Thanks, L. Did save me there. number four pick was AJ Styles for SmackDown. What's your thoughts about this?
Genius.
Yeah, that's what I think. I think this is a great move. I can see AJ winning titles on SmackDown.
Yeah, 100%. I just, you know what it is? Sorry, I'm giving it away, but I don't want AJ Styles and John Cena on the same show.
Oh. Well.
I just don't, because I feel like Cena squashes people, and I think Cena will squash AJ at some point.
But they're on the same show.
That's my point. That's the only reason I'm jarred by it. Because me and Skillet were texting during the draft, and I was saying, so far, Raw's got the best show. And even though I really do like AJ Styles, I just don't want him. I'd prefer him on Raw than SmackDown.
You prefer AJ on Raw?
Yeah.
Oh, right. I thought you were saying you thought it was... Did you not say it was genius?
No, I think it's genius to pick him that early.
But okay, but not on SmackDown.
But I just didn't... he's a high draw. Like, you got to pick him... He's got to be like... I would have understood if someone picked him first. Do you know what I mean?
But yeah.
I don't want to see AJ Cena. I feel like they're going to keep... It's going to be like a Randy Orton thing. Oh. They're going to keep this going forever.
I hope you're wrong.
I hope I am wrong. But
I don't think you
I'm
are.
I'm usually right.
And the fifth draw for Raw was Finn Balor.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That was great.
Yeah, I can't wait to see Raw.
Are you a fan of Balor? Do you watch NXT?
No.
Okay. but yeah, I think you like Balor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you like.
Someone said to me that Balor's only gonna work if his entrance works on the main roster.
People do say this a lot, that he has to become the fully demon in order to be accepted by the mainstream. There could be some truth into that, but I think they will still save that for pay per views.
He will only do that for pay per views.
I think so. Knowing Vince, because he's a good looking guy, and Vince loves, you know, his attractive people and wrestling and kind of shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what I mean? So Vince will probably keep him to be the pretty boy kind of guy. And then
he can't talk, though.
He cannot talk to save his life.
He can't talk, so I don't know.
Did you watch his match with Nakamura, the last match?
No.
Okay.
Are we going to talk about that?
It was a good match. It was just that the internet...
No, you sound disappointed, man.
Well, because the internet hyped it up to be like... When I mean the internet, I mean fans of wrestling. Yeah. Like, it was going on messaging me like,
Was it better than...
No, it wasn't. I know
here we go.
You said Nakamura Zayn.
It wasn't better than Nakamura.
That's still the best... That's probably the best NXT match ever.
It wasn't better than that.
No.
Was it better?
But people going on like it was. That's what I'm saying. And even the way Balor was, even his performance was a bit off, which is weird because he's a good performer. Yeah. But even in that match, I was like, he did a few things. I was like, okay.
It wasn't good then.
It was a good match. It just wasn't great.
It wasn't great.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, number six, Roman Reigns to Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
So what do you think? You think he's going to come back on Battleground as a heel?
Yeah, he has to.
Yeah.
He's going to come back as a bad guy.
El says, yeah.
What, do you know what? He has to. He's just been suspended for drugs.
So that means he's going to come back as a badass heel and then win the belt like a badass.
No. Because you can't reward somebody for doing drugs.
Okay.
He's just going to come back and be mean.
Okay.
And then
win the belt.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to have a title for a little while. I think he's just going to come back.
So you think Seth's going to win?
I think Seth's going to win. 100%, I think Seth's going to win.
Okay.
But I do think this is where we see the attitude change in Roman Reigns.
I wouldn't be surprised if Ambrose retains and then loses it at SummerSlam.
That could also happen.
That's what I'm thinking.
To who, though?
To either Seth or Reigns. Maybe Reigns.
Maybe
Reigns to maybe official Reigns heel turn at SummerSlam. So he won't come back as a heel yet.
Yeah.
But maybe in SummerSlam, that's when he finally turns, because it'll be a bigger crowd.
But it's also questionable that Reigns comes back and is just remains the top guy.
They're definitely going to keep Reigns the top guy, regardless of this whole
scandal.
No. They will, because it's Reigns. They have so much...
Drugs, fam.
Oh, of course, I'm not condoning it.
It's a PG company.
Well, Vince has a lot of... He's invested a lot of time on him. I don't know.
That's true, he has invested a lot of time.
Yeah, a hell of a lot of time. And our time as well, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. Number six, Roman
number
Reigns.
Number seven pick, John Cena! SmackDown.
If you're John Cena and you're the face that runs the place here, how do you feel about six other people being picked before you?
So if I was Cena, personally, I probably wouldn't mind as much because I would probably look towards the future.
AJ Styles got picked before him.
Yeah, that's
Charlotte got picked before him.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's because she has a title. No?
True. Roman Reigns got picked before him.
Fair. Well, that's what I'm saying. I would look towards the future, so I probably wouldn't mind. Cena's done it all already. What
is it? Insult.
You think really? So? You think he should be number one?
I think he's got to be number one or number two because he's the guy. And I'm not even a John Cena fan, but I think
Cena is the guy, though.
He is the guy. Yeah, so true. I feel like he's the person. See your ratings? Mm-hmm. Like, half of your ratings are kids that are tuning in to watch John Cena. Yeah, so you should want him on your show. So he should be number one or number two.
Okay.
John Cena's not going to bring as many viewers as Seth Rollins. Who's got more fans?
Does he's not going to?
He's not, or he is going to.
No, sorry. Seth Rollins isn't going to bring as many as John Cena. In terms of viewers. Mm-hmm. Like, John Cena is the guaranteed money. So you want him first. So I don't even think that makes sense.
All right.
But hey.
Number eight, Brock Lesnar, Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
I love me some Brock,
bro. Brock's a G, man.
I love me some Brock. He's a G. Nothing can do wrong.
But he has done wrong, hasn't he?
Oh.
Yeah.
With this scandal.
With this scandal.
He failed his UFC drug test for doping.
How does this affect his WWE?
Yeah, exactly.
That's the thing. It's like, what are you going to do? Are they going to be like, oh, well, okay, that happened under UFC. It has nothing to do with us because the last time Lesnar wrestled for us was in WrestleMania. So,
yeah.
Like, they're still billing the match against Orton, isn't it, at SummerSlam?
It's messy, isn't it?
It's a mess.
It's an absolute mess. And I think it's very, it's kind of in bad taste that they drafted him straight after Reigns.
That's what I was thinking.
It was like Reigns Lesnar, and then someone tweeted us Monday Night Roids. Yeah, I thought that was really funny.
That was a really good one.
Yeah, I don't know. It makes sense, but hey,
is this strange? I just find it strange. What's going on is strange.
I don't know. Like, this is why I don't feel like whatever drugs they're taking can't be that serious.
Yeah,
I genuinely feel like Roman Reigns must have been caught with weed or something.
Okay.
Or doing a molly.
Fat
or something.
Burners.
Yeah, like
doing a molly or something.
Like, he's out in a club. I don't feel like it's that serious because you like. Do you know what? Like, if for instance, like, I know I'm not a wrestler, but if I was like if they did random drugs test at the BBC, and I got caught with weed in my system, I might get a slap on the wrist.
Right.
But if I was like caught doing something like harder,
class A style,
I'm like, they're gonna make an example of me,
right?
Like a real example. I'm not gonna get rewarded when I come back,
right?
And you know what I'm saying?
Whereas, that's what WWE would do as well. Normally,
so why aren't they doing it?
That's what I'm thinking. I don't
because
understand.
It can't be that bad.
Hmm.
It's like it's a Rob Van Dam kind of thing. Trust me, I don't think it's that serious.
Okay.
I just think, you know what it is? I said this in the last podcast when we were talking about it. The strangest thing about this for me is the fact that we know. Because I feel like, with how big of a company they are, if they didn't want us to know, we wouldn't know. I feel like they could easily sweep that under the carpet.
No.
Not anymore.
I feel like they could.
Not anymore.
Not with technology.
Exactly.
Why
not?
No,
I was right.
No. Not
all it takes is for the right amount of people to be just like paid off, look.
No, not at all.
Don't say that, please.
Ace,
and then that's it.
You're wrong.
We're talking about $1 billion company.
Ace, not anymore.
I think
once upon a time, and I'm probably sure they probably have done this. They probably have covered it before.
Yeah.
But El's right. Like today, no way.
I don't believe. I don't believe that.
Anything they do.
If Cena got caught doing drugs, do you think that we would know?
Oh yeah, 100%.
We wouldn't know.
We
would have no idea.
You think?
Do you know what? That would bring down the company. Like. Let me go back to that.
Yeah, but they've had problems.
You might be right in that sense, but I would like I said in the episode before, I would honestly feel that they'll do a different procedure for Cena they would for the other wrestlers.
Like, what would they do then?
I don't know, but something different.
He'd have a mystery injury.
I don't know, but I just think it'd be a different.
And let's be honest, Cena's had a few injuries.
Cena will get tested. Yeah, exactly. But Cena will probably be tested in a different way than the other wrestlers would, I think, because he makes so much money for them. Where Reigns is still Reigns doesn't make much money for WWE.
But you're billing him as a top guy.
Yeah, billing him as a top guy, but he's still going to get that. He's still going to get treated like others. He's still going to get treated like the others. So if they tested him positive for drugs and they don't say nothing and that gets leaked, That looks really bad.
That looks
WWE.
Terrible.
That looks terrible on WWE. So they had to go. I think they probably had to do it straight away. Like, oh, we can't mess around with this. Mm. Let's expose it.
All right, let's get back to the draft.
All right.
If you guys have got any opinion on that, please tweet us at Kick Out Podcast, because I genuinely just feel like, I remember like back in the day, your favorite wrestler would just go missing, and it'd be like, oh, Rey Mysterio has been injured. They wouldn't tell you what happened. He's just like, he had a mystery injury, and then all of a sudden, one episode, he's just back. And then you find out months later, it's because he, was on drugs or whatever. But now, like, they're just making examples out of people, and I just feel like they can sweep it under the carpet, but they're just choosing not to. But hey, who knows?
Number 9.
Yeah.
Randy Orton, SmackDown.
Good.
Yeah. Number 10, New Day, Raw.
Makes sense.
Yeah. But do you like, are you a fan of New Day?
Take it or leave it
with the New Day. Them.
Yeah. I thought they were going to get split up.
No?
Didn't you? Because one of the rules, the rules were like, you can pick individual members of a crew or a tag team if you wanted to. Or you could draft the whole team.
That wasn't a team that got... There was a team that got split up, but it wasn't New Day. Funny enough. We'll talk about it. We'll get into that in a minute.
I don't know really... Do you know what? Two teams got split up, really.
Yeah.
And then go on.
Number 10, Sami Zayn. Raw.
Yeah. This is where it got a bit weird for me.
That's good, though.
It's good, but... do you know why it got weird? Because Kevin Owens didn't get drafted straight after.
Yeah.
Like, how long did it take for them to say Kevin Owens' name?
Yeah,
further down the list, isn't it?
Did you see Kevin Owens' reaction?
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
amazing.
He was really good. Yeah,
he's amazing, man.
I'll be honest, I'm quite surprised that Sami's name was that high.
Okay.
I would have waited a little bit.
Number 11, Bray Wyatt, SmackDown.
Yeah, see, I would have...
So that's it for the Wyatts?
Yeah, because... Wait, no. What? Can you just check that list for me, yeah? The only other person I saw on the list was Braun Strowman.
So yeah, they haven't said anything about Harper or Rowan.
So I'm guessing they'll just go with Bray.
Okay. Interesting.
But Strowman and Bray are on different shows now, right?
Yeah.
So what does that mean?
That's what I'm saying.
Interesting.
Number 12, Sasha Banks, Raw.
12.
I mean, is that 12 or 13? That's 12. Raw.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks.
And she's 13.
13, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was 13, sorry. It was 13, Raw, Sasha Banks.
Same show as Charlotte, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
14, Becky Lynch, SmackDown. Ooh.
Why? What do you think about that?
That's not good.
Why? Why?
I don't think the SmackDown female division is looking as strong as the Raw division.
I think they should have just put all the women on the same show.
That's what I thought as well. I don't know why they put them up, but hey.
It makes sense to put all the women on the same show. Seeing as how Raw's going to have the Cruiserweight division now as well, maybe just put all the women on SmackDown.
That's what I thought, but what do we know?
That might happen, to be fair.
15. I give you the gift of Jericho.
Yeah.
Drink it in, man.
I wasn't excited by this.
Yeah.
Nah.
Neither was I. 16, Rusev on Raw.
Makes sense.
He had a nice promo afterwards.
He's good, you know.
Yeah, he's dope.
Nah, he's really good.
Nah, he really is. Loving the fact they're making him talk more.
Yeah, he's really good.
Lana backed him well as well. Because I think a lot of the promos, a lot of the promos were like just from the heart.
Yeah.
A lot of it. I mean, obviously, they still have to play a character.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of them were just really bent up, frustrated, like, why am I being picked so low?
Yeah, yeah.
I think a lot of them were just them being real.
100%.
17, The Miz to SmackDown.
Yep. So I'm guessing that the
Intercontinental.
Wait, so then Raw has got no belts at the moment,
no.
Except the
no.
Women's
Raw has
channel.
Women's US.
And that's it?
Yeah.
And they've got a US as well?
Yeah, Rusev, innit?
That's dead. And then they got tag team as well.
And they got tag team.
Oh, yeah, go on. No, wait. New Day's SmackDown, ain't they?
Nope.
Raw. Okay, go on.
What was that, 16?
Yeah.
17, Kevin Owens.
That's a par, man.
Yeah, that was a bit of a par.
No, 18.
18. Thank you. Man, my God, man. What's wrong with you?
That's a par.
18, Kevin Owens.
And what number was Sami Zayn?
11.
11.
Nah, that's a par, man.
That is a
bar. They didn't put no respect on his name. None.
But I think a lot of that was done so he can cut a promo like that.
Okay, maybe. Maybe.
What was that, 18, right?
Yeah.
19, Baron Corbin, SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah. 20, Enzo and Cass, that Raw.
They should have been way higher.
A couple of haters.
They should have been way higher. They're money. They are good money. Hey, it is what it is.
Good for them though, right?
Yeah, man. I think, I do feel like they don't need to be on the same show as the New Day though. I think if you're smart, you should. They should.
I got a feeling they're going to do a big match with those two.
I don't know. It's a lot of
personal. Oh, but then again, oh yeah, yeah. I'll get to what I'm going to say next.
All right, go on.
Because the next draft was Gallows and Anderson to Raw.
To Raw.
So they will probably beat New Day's title reign. Because New Day's going to break the reign this week.
Okay.
For the longest tag team champion.
Really?
Yeah, New Day's going to win it.
Okay.
And then they'll probably lose the titles to Gallows and Anderson at SummerSlam or something.
And so another thing is that basically means that the club is over.
Well, the club is over in terms of AJ not being in the club.
But Balor's on Raw.
So they haven't officially ended the club yet. And then in an interview, they said, we haven't ended the club. We've extended the club. Now AJ's going to take over SmackDown and we're going to take over Raw. So the club still continues. Yeah, so Balor's. They're going to build something. They're going to do something special with Balor and AJ intertwining with maybe a cross-promotion thing.
I hope so.
That would be dope.
That would be sick.
22, probably my highlight of the night. American Alpha gets drawn to SmackDown, man. And the crowd went crazy.
They did. They went absolutely nuts.
And did you see Shane's face? Because I don't think Shane watches NXT.
Nah, he doesn't.
So when Daniel Bryan was given at the announcement, like, and Shane saw the crowd reaction, he was like, huh? Like, he was like, what? Who are these guys? And he was looking at Daniel Bryan like, oh, good job. But obviously, you have no idea who these guys are. But I'm so, you know how much of a fan I am of American Alpha.
These guys
so.
Are going to absolutely take over.
They're going to kill it on SmackDown. So that was the best thing for me that happened last night.
Wait, can I stop the draft thing about, did you hear the rumor about the fight pre-SmackDown?
The what?
There was a fight backstage.
In terms of
like a real fight.
A real life?
This was an on-camera, there was no cameras about.
A real life
this
fight?
This is real, there was a real fight.
This is not storyline.
This is no storyline.
Between who?
This is so random.
Oh my God.
This is so random. This is breaking news. It's not really breaking news because it was on the internet. That's how I found out. But anyway, Sin Cara.
Again.
And Simon Gotch. Yeah.
You know, Sin Cara and Sheamus had a fight.
Really?
A couple years ago. Sin Cara banged him up. No, like Sin Cara banged up Sheamus, and Triple H had to break them up and say and give them a shout and like, this is not what rest. This is not the 1990s or 80s anymore. Yeah. I'm happening. None of this is happening. None of you guys are fighting anymore. This is bullshit. And Sheamus was really furious. And that's why Sheamus came off TV for a little while.
Really?
Because Sheamus got in trouble. I think Sheamus must have started it. But what happened here between Simon Gotch and Sin Cara?
Apparently, it happened in catering. Simon Gotch and Sin Cara just had a fight.
And no one Snapchatted it. I don't
know. No one Snapchatted it. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Simon Gotch didn't know it was Sin Cara because he had a mask off. I don't know. His mask off, I don't know. But yeah, I'd have loved to have seen that.
Sin Cara definitely would have won that.
Why?
Sin Cara is about it, man. Why are you calling me?
Oh, sorry.
Sin Cara is about it, man.
You think Sin Cara would have won that?
He's about it. Yeah, he's about it. He beat up Sheamus, man. He beat up Sheamus.
Sheamus likes the fight. Anyway, let's get back to it.
All right. So I just talked about the best moment of the night was American Alpha being drawn. But then the next pick was the worst moment of the night for me, which made me really disappointed. And I was just like, you know what? This is because it's got downhill really bad after this. Big Show being drafted. Exactly. Like Big Show being in the equation in 2016 is ridiculous. Like, I'm not saying don't have him in wrestling, have him, but don't make him a draft pick. You got so much talent. Like, I mean, I know people don't like Apollo Crews, but Apollo Crews.
You know what that was though? That was just like
no.
It was a nod in it. It was just like thank you for being loyal to the company.
Like, of course it was.
We're
that.
Not trying to par you in it, like.
But you're gonna par him anyway.
You're gonna be top 20 in it. That's what they're gonna say.
He's gonna get parred anyway.
The reaction was a par.
He got booed, didn't he?
Even what did Shane say after? Was like, oh,
where
wow.
did he go?
It wasn't good.
You heard Shane said about Seth Rollins?
No.
CrossFit Jesus.
That was funny.
That was funny.
That was really funny.
After that, Dolph Ziggler gets drafted to SmackDown.
Yeah. I'm not a Dolph Ziggler fan anymore.
Did you see the Dolph Ziggler promo?
No.
You know how Booker T is in the halftime heat? What happened to you? Because a couple years ago, man, you were hot. You were fine.
Is that what Booker T said?
Yeah, you were the best thing, man. And now what happened to you? You know how Booker T is. Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. I was. I mean, I was. I'm still the best wrestler, but I'm not the hardest wrestler, and that's what I need to work on. And hopefully, and then Ziggler says, I still think I remember being the most popular wrestler because I was a bad guy.
Yeah.
So I think it was him. Hit like that's a hit, right. That's a little jab at. Creative saying, still make me a bad guy, stop making me a good guy.
It's funny,
but he needs an image change. He needs to change the way he wrestles, needs to stop as well.
No, the way he wrestles.
Listen. I'm not saying he's a dope wrestler, obviously, but he's too similar to Michaels, too similar to Billy Gunn. Just maybe try a new Arsenal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Try something different. Cut your hair,
Billy Gunn, definitely.
Shave your hair, grow your beard, grow a beard, go heel.
Just go heel. I don't think he needs to change anything down. Except go heel.
Just change yourself up.
Just go heel.
No. Just get some braids.
Just go heel. That's all he needs to do. I'm deadly serious.
No,
he needs to go back to the Dolph Ziggler that had Big E and AJ. That's that. Or even the one that had Vicky Guerrero. That's the guy we need. I'm dead serious. I do like the fact that. Did you see the promo he did that? Well, it wasn't even a promo. Like, he was on the phone the other day. And he's like,
I lost again, mom.
He just knows that he's getting passed. I'm not a Dolph Ziggler fan anymore, so guys.
It doesn't matter anymore,
It don't really matter.
He's given up.
I've given up.
All right. The next draft was Nia Jax to Raw.
What do you think this means?
This means she's gonna probably dethrone. Charlotte. She's probably going to win the title before anybody else.
Do you think so?
Yeah, they're probably going to do big things with her.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Probably. They'll probably make her a beast.
Well, she wasn't even an NXT Women's Champion.
I know.
I don't think she's going to win the title.
Okay.
Do you think so?
I got a feeling they'll do some stupidness like that, fast track her to the title.
Interesting that you say that.
Cesaro was on Raw. He got drafted to Raw next.
He wasn't happy about it.
No.
He actually wanted.
He said he wanted to go to SmackDown.
He said he wanted to go on SmackDown because it was more about the wrestling, which, I mean, I respect that.
I mean, how would he know? They haven't started a new SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly. He goes, they said it would be more about the wrestling and less about the storylines or whatnot. So I don't know.
Sheamus is on Raw. Good. Neville's on Raw, though. Cruiserweight division, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
Natalia's on SmackDown. Dead.
Dead.
And Alberto Del Rio was the last pick. SmackDown.
Well, that's what happened on live TV.
And live TV, sorry. And then obviously after that, they did the whole draft for the next hour, which I had like Titus O'Neil on Raw and Apollo Crews on SmackDown.
Really?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Carmella's on SmackDown.
Braun
Strowman's on Raw.
On Raw.
Alexis Bliss is on SmackDown, I believe.
Naomi's on SmackDown.
Is Bliss on Raw?
The Usos are on SmackDown.
Usos on SmackDown. Yeah. And who's the other? Oh,
Bliss is on SmackDown.
Bliss is on SmackDown, isn't she? Yeah. And Golden Truth is on Raw. Well, I mean, what the hell is going on?
Dudley Boy's on Raw.
So a lot of the tag teams on
Raw. Mark Henry's on. What the hell is going on?
Mark Henry was 46.
Why is Mark Henry being dropped? Demon Kane on SmackDown. Why are these guys getting drafted?
Well, they got to be on the show. Now they have to be on the show. What are you saying? Just let them go home now. They have to be on a show.
This should just.
I saw that Heath Slater was undrafted.
That's my whole point.
What does that mean?
Bo Dallas is on what? Raw? Bo Dallas got drafted to Raw.
What does undrafted mean?
And Curtis Axel got.
Does that mean you can just swan in?
You can just fly over everywhere.
Fly over everywhere.
And Curtis Axel is on SmackDown, I think.
Bo Dallas is Raw.
Oh, so that's the end of the social outcry.
Yeah, thank God. Thank God for that, because I know you were a fan.
I did like
you
the
weirdo.
Let's just quickly just talk about it. Overall, I think the draft was underwhelming.
Yeah. Hashtag underwhelming.
I'm hoping that, I don't know, they know what they're doing. That's all I'm going to say. I think... When I heard six NXT picks, I was excited, and I'm not excited by the six that they chose, except Finn Balor, Nia Jax, and American Alpha.
Yeah. Mojo Rawley got drafted, didn't he?
I mean, you've got Austin Aries, you've got Bobby Roode, you've got Shinsuke. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
I felt the initial idea was to draft some of them, man, but then I think they probably thought, oh, actually, if we do that, NXT will probably suffer. So let's keep NXT afloat a bit longer with these talent. And
Bayley.
So that's why they're still keeping Bayley. They're still keeping Joe. And I can't wait to see Joe on the main roster, man.
So I was disappointed with that. Was anything interesting? Again, I think splitting up the club is quite interesting. Splitting up the Wyatts is quite interesting. Other than that, nothing else was really like, wow.
No.
And I wanted, do you know what I wanted to see was more.
And no surprise comebacks.
Yeah, I wanted to see returns.
Yeah, no one.
Comebacks like, wow, oh my
there
God.
Was
they
no
got
returns.
Jeff Hardy or they got Kurt Angle.
There was no returns.
Jeff Hardy could happen, innit?
Hardy could happen. Angle definitely will happen.
Yeah. I think Angle would have been a sick GM. Mm. Do you know what? That would have been good. Angle and Stephanie. They think that would have been good.
That would have been great.
They've got great chemistry already. I think Angle can kind of, he's a good tweener, so he could have did the heel thing.
Yeah, that would have been good.
That would have been great.
They missed a trick there.
Oh, they could have done that, you know.
They missed a trick there. You know what else pissed me off about the draft is I just really didn't care to watch matches.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I can't even tell you who had a fight. He was fighting. Oh, we had Dean versus Seth again. What do you think of that match?
Yeah, it was, you know, them two could always put in a good show. But it's just, yeah.
Dean won clean.
That means, so I guess he won't win in Battleground. But
no way.
Yeah. I don't know what they're going to do, though. I just feel... Predictions of Battleground, actually. Let's get into
it. Should we just get into that? What do you know what we should do quickly, though? Let's just do predictions for the draft. Like, what do you see happening in the forthcoming weeks with each show? Can you even... Have you got any predictions as to what you think will happen with Raw and with SmackDown? Before we get to Battleground.
So, you know how Sasha Banks is facing...
Charlotte.
And Dana Brooke, and she has a surprise guest.
Yeah.
Who do you think that surprise woman is?
Oh, hold on. Is this at Battleground?
Yeah.
Oh, so Dana's not a title shot?
No.
Battleground is a really waste.
So, Bayley might still be coming. Because she might be the surprise. Unless it's the return of... what's that Bella twin? Nikki.
Nikki. It probably is Nikki.
Oh, God.
It probably is Nikki.
That's not good.
I'd actually put money on that.
Oh, Eva Marie got drafted, didn't she?
Yeah, she did, yeah.
Oh, God. This is bad.
Yeah, it's
but yeah, I don't know what's going to happen, man. I don't know. I hope there's a new look. I hope SmackDown has a new look. I hope Raw has a new look. You know?
I don't think they will be. Not drastically.
No.
I hope SmackDown has a drastic look, I hope, at least.
And I'm going to be really honest with you. I don't think SmackDown can beat Raw.
I don't think it has.
I don't think it can. I don't think, like, numbers for numbers, I think Raw's going to win every week.
Well, SmackDown ratings last night was beat Raw.
But that's the draft. That was the draft, though.
Yeah, it's a special occasion, isn't it?
But anyway, let's talk about Battleground. I'll be honest, this is one of the least excited pay-per-views I've ever been. I've been fortunate to talk about. I genuinely don't really know about the card except the triple threat match.
So you know the free tag match. So the club versus Enzo, Cass.
Oh, and Cena.
We have the tag match.
You know, I just feel like it doesn't matter.
Rusev versus Zack Ryder.
Oh, yeah.
Why are you even doing this? Darren Young, which is working.
On the Miz.
It's not working. You know?
It is working. The Darren Young thing is working.
It's not, man.
What do you mean?
You're being very, very, very optimistic. And you know me. I wanted it to work. It's not working. No one cares. No one cares, bruv.
Hey, hold on.
No one cares.
Wait a minute. Darren Young got a pop when he put
in a Crossface chicken wing.
Yeah, he got. Do you know what? The pop was for the chicken wing. It wasn't for him.
But that means it's working. What? When has anybody popped for a chicken wing before?
The pop was for the chicken wing.
When has anybody, when Bob Backlund was doing a CrossFit chicken wing back in the way, no one used to pop for
I'll be honest, they did pop for the chicken wing.
Exactly, but so it's
did,
working.
Wait, did they pop when he won the...
And they popped when he won the Battle Royal?
No, they didn't.
They did. They were chanting Darren Young.
They didn't pop.
They were chanting Darren Young.
You generally feel that this is working?
Brother, it's working. I'm letting you know right now.
It's
working.
Not working.
Brother,
and I want it to work. I really want it to work.
They were chanting Darren
Young. I like Darren Young. I think he breaks the mold. He's a black gay guy that wrestles. Big up to him all the way. I think Bob Backlund is a legend. But I don't think this is going to work.
Wow, you've changed it. I can't believe this.
No, I want it to work, but it's not working.
Okay.
They popped for the chicken wing, bro.
Darren Young is working. They're making him great again.
All right, well, hopefully. We'll see that. Is he going to win the IC belt?
No.
Because
it's not working.
Okay.
Rusev will destroy Zack Ryder.
Of course.
But he'll probably get a new opponent announced on Battleground. I'm assuming he's going to beat up Zack Ryder. Somebody will come for the save. I don't know who exactly, but Rusev, someone, SummerSlam.
Maybe that's when Ziggler turns heel. Comes out for the save.
Ziggler?
Listen to this. Comes out for the save and then just turns on Zack as well.
But they're both in different brands. No, is Zack on SmackDown? Yeah, no, Zack's on SmackDown. No, yeah.
So could that happen?
Zack's on SmackDown, isn't he?
I don't think it matters. We're at pay-per-views, it's just, ain't it everyone, everybody? Just...
No.
Like,
so only the top four would have crossovers. There'll be pay per views for SmackDown, be pay per views for Raw.
So what is Battleground in?
That's because that's the last before.
That's my point. So my point is that Zach Dolph Ziggler could.
I said your point
could use this. To
your point could work if they're on the same brand, which I think they are. So that probably would happen.
No, but I'm not. This is my point. I'm not saying that it's going to start a rivalry. It's just going to be him start him.
Them turning him. Okay. Yeah. It's not gonna happen. I'm trying to remember what else matches is on.
We got the Wyatts versus the New Days.
Oh yeah, okay. Yeah.
What are they doing something with this Xavier Woods getting hypnotized thing?
I don't know.
It's funny
because Xavier Woods is on Raw. Unless they do a swerve and he might get hypnotized and leaves Raw for SmackDown.
Could happen. He does it very well though. I like it.
Yeah, no,
it's very quite funny.
I thought it could have done. It could have went well if they didn't just rush things and not be be inconsistent with the storyline.
Yeah,
you know.
All right, so we got that tag match that you were talking about. We think Nikki will probably come back.
Yeah, I think it'll be Nikki Bella.
Nikki or Bailey, I suppose.
Mm.
It's not likely to be like Paige or anyone like that.
No.
Or Naomi, who we haven't seen for a while.
No.
You know what they should do? They should. This is what they should do with Roman Reigns. Reigns, Nia Jax, the Usos, and Naomi, and they do like some Samoan badass faction, and just kick everyone's ass.
That could work, actually.
I know they're all on different shows at the moment, but that would be sick.
No.
I don't want to see that.
I want to see that. That's sick. They're just like, and they're like, they're talking about their heritage, and they talk about the Samoans.
Can I say something?
What?
I'm sick and tired of every Samoan wrestler having to talk about their family. I'm sick of it. Why can't it be that's why I love Samoa Joe. Because he's not related to the Anoa'i family.
He's not related
to none of them. He's just a Samoan man who does his thing. And he kicks ass. I love that.
So you don't think that they're going to use the Nia Jax, Roman Reigns?
They probably will do something like that.
Are them two actually related then?
I think Nia Jax is related to The Rock.
Yeah, but so is Roman Reigns.
Bae.
Not really. Because Reigns' family is something to do with The Rock, but it's like second cousins or something.
No, they're not actually related.
Yeah.
Because The Rock, something to do with like adopted Samoan family. Is Roman Reigns' actual family something to do with that? But they're not actually related.
Aye.
By blood.
We need to get.
But Jax and Rock are
through his mum.
Nia Jax and Rock are related
through The Rock's mum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
and
some.
So
but
the Usos are not related.
But see, Afa and Sika.
Yeah.
Head shrinkers.
Yeah.
Head shrinkers. Wild Samoans.
Wild Samoans.
Sorry, the head shrinkers is Rikishi. Afro Seeker. They're related somehow, but I think that's something to do with marriage or something like that.
It's all very confusing.
So I think it's just a distant cousin.
You're not into the Samoan thing, though, right?
No, not this having to... Listen, the reason why I say these things, yeah, is because The Rock is half black, isn't it?
Yeah.
You get me?
Yeah.
So when he first started, when we were kids...
We thought he was black.
They were just, it was just said, that.
By the way, because that's bae, so just... Just
no, I love The Rock, and it's nothing to do with. Obviously, you should be proud of where you're from. He's proud. I'm happy that he's proud that he's Samoan too. You should be very proud of your Samoan heritage as well as your black heritage.
Yeah.
And it's like, I just feel that's been lost in recent years. Like, no one ever talks about Rocky Johnson. Right. It's always about the Anoa family. It's all about the Samoan heritage, which is nice.
Right.
You know what I mean? But I don't want to keep seeing this all the time. So
we're gonna have to title this episode "Black Lives Matter." Black wrestling.
But do you get what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying. I do get.
So
what
I don't want to. I don't want to have this whole force feed. Oh, look, they're related. Everybody's related. I don't give a damn if you're related. just be good. Just be good. Be a good wrestler.
Cool.
That was passion.
That was passion. Okay. What else have you got going on at Battleground? Triple Threat. Is that it?
John Cena.
John Cena, yeah, so we did the John Cena match. We did, oh, yeah, and now obviously the Triple Threat match as well, yeah. There's a couple of matches we're missing out, but who cares?
Are we?
Lynch.
Becky Lynch versus Natalya.
Dead!
Exactly.
Dead!
Exactly. Exactly. That should be your kickoff. That should be the kickoff show.
It probably will be the kickoff show.
And I guess Corbin hasn't got an opponent. Cruz hasn't got an opponent.
They fucked up.
Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be live.
That's going to be sick. That's probably going to be ugly, the best match of the thing.
That's going to be sick.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I think the Triple Threat will be the best match.
Okay. Yeah, you're probably right.
But
Owens to win.
Owens is definitely going to win that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be good. I'm happy that they're going to end it, though. Even though I don't think they will.
Okay.
And do you think Cena... AJ is just going to continue. Like I said a little bit earlier on, I feel like this is going to go on forever. I definitely feel like we're going to get a SummerSlam match out of them for some strange reason. And I still don't feel like Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn are done either.
Okay.
We'll see. And who is going to win the Triple Threat match?
I'm still going to stick with Ambrose.
You think he retains?
And loses at SummerSlam.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know what? Reigns could do it, you know.
I think he will.
Reigns come back and win the title. Can you imagine?
Can you imagine?
It probably will happen.
But it needs excitement. So they probably will. Just for bats.
And all the rest of them got suspended for being a jerk. And never. They're going to be like, what the hell is going on?
You know what, though? It's actually a better way to turn him heel. Because everyone will hate him.
It is. It'll be a sick way to turn him heel. And I think if that's what they're going to do, they have to turn him heel. If they make him come back and win as a good guy, oh my God.
I don't think he'll come back as a good guy.
Yeah, no, the backlash should be too much. So you love Reigns, isn't it?
Of course so. He's beautiful.
Okay.
A lot of women do.
He
is a good looking guy.
Is your cup of tea?
No. I love females.
Okay.
So...
all right, so that was it, man. I think that the only thing else we need to talk about is we got to talk about Cruiserweight
Classic,
because I have no idea what's going on.
So, well, you know what you're gonna do? You're gonna go home and watch that, right?
I am. I'm definitely
gonna
go
and watch episode one and then watch episode two. That's gonna start any minute now.
Tonight, yeah. As we start.
Yeah.
Well, they said they're gonna sign.
They're gonna sign a lot of the wrestlers, aren't they?
And I think they've already given a number of how many.
Do you remember I told you about that wrestler Cedric Alexander?
Yeah.
Listen, man.
Is he the guy? He's the one.
Skinner's got the hot tips, man.
Two of the guys in the tournament have already been signed as well, right?
Which is probably Kota Ibushi and Kota Ibushi and Gran Metalik got signed. Gran Metalik, he's Mexican wrestler.
So I'm guessing that means one of those guys are going to win it.
Not necessarily. Nope. Okay. They're going to probably sign more as the time goes on.
Listen, I mean, I'm not following it, but I'm just going to say Zack Sabre Jr. Please,
he's like, a bad man.
He is a don.
Yeah, he's a sick.
And I hope that he goes all the way, and I hope he gets signed. We need more British wrestlers in the WWE, and I think he's awesome.
I think it'll be Ibushi Sabre Jr.
Final. Really?
Yeah,
that'd be awesome.
But please check out Cedric Alexander. He's sick.
So who's like doing the stuff at the moment?
Well, Cedric Alexander looked the best. Two that looked really good in that last week's episode was Cedric and Ibushi.
Is anybody looking bad?
No, no, it's very competitive. Everybody looks good. They don't make anybody look shit. That's what I love about it. It's very, like, this competitive. Okay. They don't job anyone out. It's not like a job or anything. It's like everybody looks good. Everyone has their time to shine. So no one comes out of that tournament looking like a loser.
All right, something me and you didn't really get an opportunity to talk about was Final Deletion. That we, I just want to have my say on it. You think it was terrible?
I thought it was funny, but it's not great. But I will say, I've been watching his segments since the Final Deletion, and he's been smashing it.
Matt Hardy.
Yeah, he's been smashing it. Hardy's a genius, man.
They were.
I never thought I would ever say this. No,
listen to what I'm saying. They were throwing fireworks at each other. In a wrestling match. And blocking them with dustbin lids. What the fuck?
Bro,
that was insane. Yeah. And the part when Willow came.
Yeah, I'm saying.
I think they smashed it. I don't know. If you guys had an opportunity to check out, I know it's like a few weeks old now, but Final Deletion on TNA, it was like the Hardys, their last ever match fighting each other, Matt versus Jeff, brother versus brother. And instead of them doing it in the ring, they did it in their back garden. And he did it like a film.
Yeah.
There was no commentary. They shot it like a movie. It was crazy. They was using every and anything. Again, fireworks, you know.
You watched the aftermath, yeah?
No, I don't think I did watch it. I didn't watch the aftermath. I literally just watched the match and I was like, this is insane. It was so stupid, but so amazing.
Like he holds up the... that's the kind of craziness that
it was insane. It was very
but
insane.
I would say it's definitely revolutionary. It's something different that no one's ever done before.
Very different.
And Matt Hardy's like, look,
you deserve a name. That's your calling. Skarsgård.
Oh god. He called the boat that saved him from the fireworks Skarsgård.
That's insane. All right, till next week, people. Hopefully, we'll be able to review this Razor Ramon DVD that Skillet's keeping from me. don't forget to rate, subscribe, comment. Thanks very much, Els, for passing through.
No problem.
Thank you, Els.
Thank you.
Come again, man.
I shall.
Definitely.
Till next week, rate, subscribe, comment. Tweet us at KickOutPodcast.
Wait, and did you watch the Jake the Snake as well, right?
Oh,
I haven't watched it yet.
Have you watched it, Els?
I haven't watched it. It's on Netflix, you said, right?
It's on Netflix,
yeah,
man.
It's on Netflix. It's great.
I need
to watch
it. So, really you watched good. It, yeah?
Oh, of course I watched
it. Was amazing,
it.
Man.
Oh.
It's deep. It's deep.
Will I shed a tear?
Tears fell.
Yeah. It's very much a cry fest.
Yeah, it's tears fell.
Really?
Yeah, man.
No, when... I'm not going to try and ruin it.
Please don't ruin it.
No. But...
Is it sadder than...
Yeah, that's the part.
Yeah, that was deep.
Is it sadder than Beyond the Mat?
Yes.
It probably is sadder. It probably is because with Beyond the Mat, it was sad, but Beyond the Mat was a sense of like, oh, this is disappointing.
Yeah.
Like, what's happening is this is disappointing. You don't really get too sad, but this is actually emotionally the man's journey to where he gets to
him,
where.
Yeah.
It's
more of a tearjerker.
Yeah, man.
You feel for it. Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, Jake the Snake. All right, we're gonna check that out. You guys go check that out as well. We'll talk about it next week. And we will have our review of Battleground and the first ever SmackDown Live. Ooh. So, yeah, next week. Peace.